verse 7, "But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people." What he's telling us about now is the great day of atonement. In one sense, that was the high day, the Yom Kippur, the high day in the life of that nation. That is the day that the great high priest went in for the nation and went in, and on the basis of that, the nation was accepted for another year. Now, our great high priest has gone in to the Holy of Holies, into the presence of God itself. He's gone in there and hasn't come out yet. He's going to be there as long as we're in the world. And when he comes out, he's coming out after his own, because we are part of him today. We're the body of Christ. And the purpose of all of this is to make real to your heart and my heart the presence of the Lord Jesus. Today, did you start out with him? This is a hurly-burly world that you and I are in today, and it has no time for him. As you rushed in on the freeway or wherever you rushed to today, and probably some of you at home now, did he go with you? Was he with you today? That's the purpose of this. And you can worship him. You don't have to go to a church and sing the doxology. However, that is something he's going to urge here, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. And you do need to meet with God's people, and there needs to be this concerted corporate worship today. It's very essential. But you can worship him at the end of a cotton row or a corn row. You can worship him on the freeway. You can worship him in the office. You can worship him in the classroom. Friends, you can worship him anywhere. I don't care where you are. You can worship him. And this is something that is so needed today, that you and I pour out our hearts in adoration and praise unto his holy name. Now, the high priest has gone in for us today, and you can see how superior it is to this, where he went in just one day, and he only stayed, he hurried. In fact, he had a chain around his foot, because if he had done anything wrong, he would have been struck dead, and they'd had to pull him out and get a new high priest. But ours has gone in, and that is the wonder and glory of it all, that he's been able to go into the very presence of God for you and me today. Someone has made a little different translation here of Hebrews 9:24, and I'm going to turn to that. "For Christ entered not into a holy place made with hands, like in pattern to the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear before the face of God for us." Moses said to God, "Let me see your face." God says, "You can't do it. I've got a high priest that's gone into the very presence of God." Now, we don't worship by going through ritual today, friends. We don't worship by burning candles or burning incense or having a nice little altar fixed up today. Now, Protestantism has sure gone over to this. I have a very fine friend. I hold meetings for him, and he's as sound as a dollar. But he told me last time as I asked him, I said, "Why in the world you got the cross down there on the table of the Lord's Supper?" "Oh," he says, "not only that, did you notice the candles?" Well, I hadn't noticed those, but he had a candle at each end of the table. He says, "That's to help the people with their worship." My friend, if you need that kind of help, you're not worshiping him. The Lord Jesus Christ said to that woman at the well, you remember, she said, "Now, where shall we worship God? Here? In this mountain? And we have a ritual? Or over at Jerusalem where we burn candles and incense?" The Lord Jesus says, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming, and now is, when true worshipers are going to worship God." How? In spirit and in truth. And I got another friend. He's very much tied up in Jewish evangelism, which is very good. But he's got a candelabra in his church. He has a menorah, has 7 candles on it. And I like to kid him because I know him real well. I said, "My, you put in a new heating system here in your church." Oh, he was offended. He says, "My, no." He says, "This is to keep our minds centered on the fact that we have an obligation, Jewish people." I said, "My friend, if you need that sort of thing, then you're not really worshiping God today." Oh, I long for that, not only for you, but for myself, that I can get into His presence, and I can smell the sweet incense of His presence, not with my nose, but with my heart and with my soul and my mind. May I be conscious of the sweetness of His presence. And may I walk in the light of His Word. And may there be reality today in my life. Oh, I crave it for myself, friends. And I covet it for you today, that you and I might know what reality is. Oh, if we just quit drinking milk and put aside that little nipple on the bottle that we've got. I've got several letters here before me. I've got such wonderful letters. But one dear lady, oh, she finds fault with the fact that we don't write her a personal letter with every gift she sends in. She doesn't realize that we are cut down to the bone here in staff. We cut down our overhead as much as we can. We are trying to get out the Word of God. Oh, if I could just get that over. But she wants the bottle with a nipple on it and wants to be burped every now and then. Oh, how we need today to get into the presence of the living Christ. He's our great high priest. He's ministering yonder at a better tabernacle than here on this earth. And the children of Israel worship God around that tabernacle. We can worship the living Christ today. May there be reality today in our worship.